Five Reflections on the Image of the Sons of Dashrath Eating by Krishna's Mercy.
Ram Bharat Lachiman Lalit Satru Saman Subnam Sumirat Dasrat Suvan Sab Pujhi Sab Mankam.
Quoth Rama, Bharata, Lakshman, and Shatrughna, of such beautiful and auspicious names, remembering those four sons of King Dashrath and worshipping them fulfills all the desires of the mind. Dohavli 121.
1. Expansions of Vishnu. As explained in Shastra, these four sons to King Dashrath are all expansions of Lord Vishnu, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. In order to annihilate the miscreants and protect saintly people, time after time God in the personal form arrives.
Paritranay sadhuna Vinashay cha dushkritam Dharma sansthapnarthay Sambhavami yuge yuge.
Quoth, in order to deliver the pious and to annihilate the miscreants, as well as to re-establish the principles of religion, I advent myself millennium after millennium. Lord Krishna, Bhagavad Gita, 4.8.
With the notable arrivals, associates accompany the Almighty in these descents, which are known as avatars. The visual is a transcendental form. It is not that Vishnu is ever beholden to the material elements or under their control. 2. Different roles in society. God is the greatest. He is in the supreme position. Everything rests upon him, like pearls strung on a thread. Despite that standing, he can be in the subordinate role whenever he desires. He can sit comfortably for a meal alongside his close companions.
Matta partaran nanyat. Kinchid asti dhananjay. Mayi sarvam idam protam. Sutre manigna iv.
Quoth, O conqueror of wealth, Arjuna, there is no truth superior to me. Everything rests upon me, as pearls are strung on a thread. Lord Krishna, Bhagavad Gita, 7.7.
We see the mothers dutifully taking care of their sons. They are in a different role. They are in what would normally be considered a sinful birth, papayoni. At the same time, they are in a transcendental position. They are accepting their circumstances and turning them favorable by connecting with God in a mood of service. The image embodies bhakti yoga, though the participants are not intentionally trying to advance in any system of mysticism. 3. Respect for the eldest. Dashrath is blessed with four sons, with Rama as the eldest. The brothers essentially paired off from the time of birth. Bharata and Shatrughna were close in association, as were Rama and Lakshman. All three younger brothers have the same allegiance to the eldest. Since they are younger and also follow Rama, those younger brothers can be addressed by the name Ramanuj. 4. An offering everyone can make. Sri Rama has everything. He lives in Vaikuntha eternally with the goddess of fortune by his side. He is never alone. He is never in need. He can devour the entire world, if necessary, just as he did the forest fire in Vrindavan while in the avatara of Sri Krishna.
Quoth, Lord Krishna, being compassionate upon his own townspeople, immediately swallowed up the whole forest fire and saved them. This was not impossible for Krishna because he is unlimited. He has unlimited power to do anything he desires. Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Volume 1, Chapter 17.
In this particular image, we see the mothers offering food to the children. This is something everyone can replicate. They can use their culinary talents for pleasing the senses of the one who is the master of all senses, Hrishikesha. They can make these offerings with the understanding that Rama is right in front of them, living in their home in the dedicated space known as an altar. 5. Can continue even if Rama politely refuses. We see that mothers sometimes insist. Their child may be sick. Their child does not want to take medicine. The mother finds a trick one or way the other to get the job done. It is their duty, after all. They take the responsibility seriously. In the case of feeding the Supreme Lord, there is no reason for embarrassment or fear. While the sinfully inclined may be afraid of God, while they may dread his upcoming wrath should they neglect him, devotees following the bhakti way of life are undeterred. Rama can refuse the offerings all he wants. He can politely decline one day after another. He can ask the devotees to stop in their allegiance to him. But there is no requirement on the other side to listen. Just as the mothers are ready to bring more food to the sons of Dashrath, who are heroes of the Raghu dynasty, so devotees never tire in following their dharma, in worshipping the husband of Sita and not asking anything in return. In closing, not as foe or friend, not as greatest to extend, not as supplier to be, as most beloved to me, who happily food to consume, more required to presume, even if to fullness referring, still the offerings recurring.